Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Walls of new enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly again today, Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick heads up, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We are broadcasting live from San Diego, California. We will be back in the saddle again tomorrow in the state of Minnesota. My understanding, we're going to be leaving 60 degrees to probably 10 or 15 degrees with 4 to 6 inches of snow added on to the horizon or the terrain there in the state of Minnesota since we've been last there, which was last Sunday. So anyways, we will be back home in the studios doing what we do. Got some videos I want to get caught up on with you as well. Some things you just can't do on the road, folks, and we are on the road again. We just did an event on Wednesday, and again, we're heading back tonight to get back home in the studios in Minnesota tomorrow. Wanted to let you know, too, on Wednesday we did this event, and it was interesting because after we got done doing this event, I can go ahead and share that with you. It's interesting, while doing the event, I had 1 hour to speak, which is it's just never works that way. I at least need 2 to 3 hours because, as you all well know, we have the fastest hour on national radio broadcasting into 157 cities. And with that said, I had 1 hour, and it was 50 minutes. It was the 50-minute mark during my time on Wednesday at Rancho Santa Fe. And the host said, Bradley, I really hate to say this during my time, and she said, you have 10 minutes left. And right when she had said that, the crowd kind of erupted in a positive way, but they kind of went after and said, no, wait a second. We came here to hear Bradley. And she said, we can forget lunch. We want to hear more of this information. And I think that shows you the distinction between when men are being fed spiritually and when men are being carnal. They didn't want the natural food. They wanted their spiritual food, and that's exactly what they were feeding on. And that's what we go to do, friends, because the Bible's clear when it tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Now, interestingly enough, after that was done, I went on for 10 more minutes, and the host came up to me, and she said, okay, I don't know what to do with you right now. She said, we got to get this message in all the churches here in California. And it's like, you know what? I've heard this so many times across the country about what we need to do. But when it's actual, when it comes down to the nitty gritty, the rubber meeting the road to get the job done, I also noticed that people take the first couple steps. And then when they feel a little resistance, they're the first ones to go basically recoil or to reel themselves back into the life that they were living prior to hearing the message. It's like India Inc., friends. You can go ahead and do what you want to do. They can be inspired all that they want to. but they must be spoken to concerning their hearts, because God speaks to the heart, not the head. And when I'm talking about India Inc., it's interesting that it will always go back to the form that it was before it was being reshaped. Folks, we want to be transformed by the power of the gospel, and the way to do that is let the Holy Ghost do what he does. And interestingly enough, even speaking of that now, I think of Paul, who preached till midnight. And he preached till midnight because, folks, back in old school, and I'm talking about the preachers of the day going from the beginning of time to the present, it wasn't you have an hour to speak or you have 45 minutes to speak. No, you speak until the Holy Ghost is done speaking through you. And sometimes that would take 2 to 3 hours, 4 hours. I remember preaching in Memphis, folks, one time, and I went on for 5 hours. People weren't leaving. They were coming in because they wanted to hear the message. The point that I'm making is let's not limit the Holy One of Israel. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God will not be straitened. That means the Holy Ghost is going to have his way one way or another. And in the process of doing that, we have to give him free rein. And it really bothers me tremendously when I see people try to put a cap on him or a limit on him. And we need to let him have his way in all things at all times and all places for the purpose of following his lead rather than him following our lead. You can find that in Romans 18. So with that said, friends, hopefully this will transpire into something concerning what just took place here on Wednesday. I didn't expect it, but we already got 3 invitations to come back. The number one response to this message, as I said before, to those that listen, you're a new listener, the message, the continuous message that we hear after events, that when we're done doing them, is, I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I would have brought more people. Well, when we do events, friends, by the way, which leads me to bring you over to the schedule, we're going to be in South Dakota next month. After that, we're going to be in Michigan. We've got 5 dates set up there. And then we're going to be on the East Coast setting up television. Again, we're teeing that up right now in process. So, folks, we need to be doing our job right now. And if we let him have his way, this message is going to spread like fire. And the Bible does tell us in Hebrews 1:7 that we're called to be flames of fire. His ministers are. And guess what? The fire is contagious, and it is very contagious because we continuously see it across the country. It seems that at times you get tired, but like D.L. Moody said, friends, when you're tired, just pray yourselves alive again, and there you go. That's exactly what happens every step of the way, even now on the radio here. So got much to say. We've got much to do. We can do this. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is everybody else is in jail except Donald Trump. And what's interesting is the attorneys on the behalf of some of the patriots that are being charged and set up right now to be incarcerated for merely being at the Capitol on January 6th, the attorneys are now coming back and saying, wait a second, Trump is the one that enticed them. Trump is the one that led them verbally. It's interesting, Donald Trump said that he was going to lead them to the Capitol. He did everything but lead them to the Capitol, where they were then entrapped and then accused of the crimes concerning the D.C. police, as well as the FBI informants and the paid provocateurs that were bussed in. But what's interesting is everybody's been charged except the leader of the coup. Oh, and friends, there's more information coming forth even today concerning what took place on January 6th and what the Gestapo, namely the FBI, and some of these paid unconstitutional agencies are trying to do, even the 3 men that were Marines that happened to be there on January 6th. So there's much information I need to give you. Stay tuned. Hold up with me, and we'll be right back after this hard break. As you all well know, we're on Genesis Communication Networks, broadcasting live into 157 cities. So GCN's got some sponsors for you, and we'll be right back after this next hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to let you know, for the new listeners and the new viewers on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, do consider you're on different several outlets. We have a Rumble feed, which is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top and subscribe, please, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And, again, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And do remember that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, dear friends. We have the mind of Christ. And we're not transformed to the world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God, Romans 12:2. And hopefully we'll have more time to express and exhibit and basically expound the word in the minutes and segments up and coming. So with that said, I want to get you caught up again. As you all know, I'm on the road. I am in San Diego right now. I am on my social media platforms continuously, and this is what's coming up. These are the first things that are popping up. We have Gator with the heater. Jerry Blavatt dies at 82. Again, they're dying suddenly. Now, I know that he's an older man, again, but not pointing the finger and saying that everybody's dying from the experimental jab. But, again, pay attention to the timing here, friends. This is brand new as well. 16 hours ago, legendary musician, husband, father, and friend, David Crosby passes away. Now, I know that he was an old-timer as well, but keep in mind, many of these people were also the ones that were out there advocating and selling the said vaccines on cue in alliance with their buddies in the mainstream media and corruption in government and in Hollywood. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment. This is also headline news. This just happened to be in Minnesota here. Robert Hamilton, the coup of Frederickson and Byron, dies unexpectedly. we're hearing this over and over and over again, friends. They're dying suddenly, and they're dying unexpectedly. And we all know what's going on here. This is brand new as well. This was just kicked out last night at 10:21 on January 19th. Former Tottenham defender Walt dies. He was only 25 years old. And, of course, this is the furthest thing from normal activity as far as what's going across on the boards. We've always been taught our whole lives, friends, that to exercise is to strengthen our cardiovascular, to strengthen our bodies, to strengthen our hearts. This is all good. Now the mainstream media is trying to cover their tracks concerning these experimental jabs by saying that, you know what, those the number one cause of death that take care of their physical bodies now is cardioarrhythmia. I mean, folks, you can't make it up. They're doing whatever they can do to cover their tracks concerning the crimes that they are now responsible for. I'm not done. This is on a live feed. This is all brand new information. We have Renee Geyer. She's the powerhouse Australian singer. She dies at 69 years old. Yesterday, I took the time to show you that Dr. Harriet Hall, a critic of anti-vaxxers in alternative medicine, she died in her sleep. You need to be careful, folks, when you're pointing your finger at those that are telling you the truth, because, again, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation to those that trouble the righteous. Isn't it interesting the mainstream media comes into play, and what's the first thing they say? Well, the first thing that they do, and, again, if you're on social media platforms, you can see this. If not, I will narrate. It's interesting that oftentimes when police come up on one of an assailant or a perpetrator of a crime, the first thing that they'll do oftentimes is react by telling the police the truth concerning the crimes that they're guilty of. So I'm just curious. It should be the furthest thing from the minds of those in the mainstream media to say that more young Americans are dying. This is, in fact, what's on the headline of Bloomberg.com. The headline goes as this, as such, more young Americans are dying, but not from vaccines. Well, if they weren't guilty of dying from the vaccines, why the defensive mechanism on their headline? They're saying that the increase started well before COVID-19 shots arrived. Baloney. Nobody heard of any of this, friends. As I said last week, they're recreating, they're revising, they're fabricating, they're blatantly lying about the narrative. They're changing the narrative as it fits their purpose in an attempt to cover for those that are guilty of the crimes. Jeremiah 11:9. And I've shared this with you 1,000 times, friends. The media has a long, long, long history of giving cover to those that are, in fact, guilty of conspiracies. But why did the mainstream media folks say more young Americans are dying but not from vaccines if that wasn't the case? I can tell you why. I'll tell you the difference between a real prophetic person and one that doesn't quite get it or, in fact, his discerners might be off. False prophets tell you the opposite of what the God of Israel is proclaiming. They'll tell you the opposite. They won't tell you to reform yourselves. They'll tell you to go do this, that, and the other thing. And they'll tell you that God is giving things to you that's going to pull you away from him. No, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. Read Philippians 3. But a real prophet will always preach reformation. And how does he do that? He always goes back to the law and to the prophets. And it's interesting in Romans 7, it tells us that when the commandment of God comes, which is the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good, when that commandment comes, the first thing men do is they rise up in opposition in trying to defend their sin. When the commandment comes, sin revives. Let me give you one more example to prove the point of what I'm talking about here concerning this headline from Bloomberg. When I do speaking engagements, namely high school assemblies or colleges, the first thing I'll ask the young people is, how are you going to respond to this? I'll say, the more I tell you not to do something, what is it that they respond with? In unison. It's not rehearsed. I'll ask them, the more I tell you not to do something, how are you going to respond? They say, the more you tell us not to do something, the more we want to do it. Yep, because man's carnal nature wants to rebel against God's commandment. It wants to rebel against the very God that created them. So what you're seeing here, friends, is just that. They're telling on themselves. They're blurting the truth out in their confusion. For them to suggest that more young Americans are dying but not from the vaccines, they are, in fact, pointing the finger in the mirror and telling you who's responsible for all of these deaths. Why would you put out such a headline like this, folks? If you're just joining us, I'm highlighting an article from Bloomberg right now. More young Americans are dying but not from vaccines. Why would they put a headline out there like that? Because Americans are becoming aware of the history of those that are selling these experimental jabs. They're noticing the people all across the boards falling over dead suddenly. And we're not just talking about the old. We're talking about those that are in the middle of the way. We're talking about college age. We're talking about high schoolers. We're now talking about those in elementary school. Yes. Remember, the FDA keeps approving all these dead vaccines, and it keeps going younger and younger and younger. Friends, this shouldn't come as any surprise, and I do need to equate it to this, because we're noticing in the state of Minnesota, and we're noticing this all across the country, that state governments are trying to ensure that babies can be murdered all the way up until birth. What must they be guilty of? What must they be guilty of, Americans? It's an easy answer. If you have said representatives that are bent set on murdering babies, even all the way up until the time that they're born, what must they be guilty of? I can tell you what they're guilty of, these experimental jabs. Don't sit there and tell me anybody in their right mind or in their right heart's going to discern that they can go ahead and trust a government that murders its own citizens in the womb. No, that nation's lost its soul, friends. And rest assured, there's going to be retribution from heaven. There's no getting out of it. Read 2 Kings 24, verse 4 when you get a moment. Also read the appeasement before God concerning those that shed the innocent blood, which is found in Numbers 35, verse 33. Check that out as well. Going on to the next point. Folks, I got to tell you, this one really bothers me. And again, it's very telling. They're guilty, friends. They're telling you what they're guilty of. More young Americans are dying, but not from the vaccine. Well, who suggested that they were? No, that's why they are, is because the American people are beginning to question everything, not just the American people, but this happening on a global basis now, where everybody's questioning what's going on here. We're going to come right back, friends, and I'm going to highlight a couple more things, and we're going to get over to the main topic as quickly as we can. Attorneys are now in court saying Trump told the people to march on over to the Capitol and to fight like H-E double hockey stick. And what's interesting, everybody's being charged except Trump. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Victory is the word people at the March for Life are using this year, the first year for the big pro-life event in Washington since the Supreme Court ruling overturned Roe versus Wade.
Every step of the way, it's also critical that we celebrate victories along the way, and boy, did we get a huge victory just a few months ago.
That's Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise. At $2.5 billion, a new U.S. aid package heading to the Ukraine is one of the biggest yet, but it does not include tanks, which President Zelensky says they urgently need. Google's parent company Alphabet is the latest tech firm to announce big layoffs, about 12,000 jobs. So you get banned from working in the drug industry, then form a company called Druglike. The FTC says that's close enough. It's accusing the so-called pharma bro, Martin Shkreli, of contempt of court for violating that ban. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got a question. Social media platforms, we get tons of responses, and I'm just looking over right now. And we have the Observer saying, Romans 12:19, do not avenge yourselves. Instead, leave room for God's wrath, because it is written, vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, says the Lord. I'm just curious, Observer, can you put that into context for me, please? Because if justice guards our liberties, and justice is what we are not getting in this land, is the Lord supposed to do for us what he commanded us to do? Please respond. Please respond, because you're not thinking through what we're talking about, or at least what I think we're talking about. So before I jump the gun on that, I want your perspective. Observer, please respond. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to tell you, too, friends, just to keep you up to par, just dropping a little seed as we continuously plow the fields of our heart, Hosea 10:12. You just heard from a said representative, Scalise, I believe his name was, who had just said it was a huge victory that the Supreme Court basically turned over Roe versus Wade. I'm here to tell you, it's never been law. As a matter of fact, Anton Scalia said there is no constitutional provision for abortion. And God said, he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. 2013 tells us in Exodus that thou shalt not murder. This is premeditated murder by your said representatives. How was that a huge victory, Mr. Scalise? I'm curious. When they never had the authority to sanction that was illegal in the first place. Do you see, friends, what's happening is your said representatives are about as ignorant of the Constitution as the very people that they're leading directly into hell. And that's a fact. Read Matthew 7. Wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction. No government in this country, friends, no said representative has the right to murder a child. There's no color of law here. Folks, it may look like law, smell like law, but I'm here to tell you it's not law. It may look like a duck, quack like a duck, but I'm here to tell you it's not a duck. Government does not have any authority whatsoever in any state of our union, federal or state, to murder a child. And by the way, I am high-fiving everybody that's in D.C. right now protesting those criminals that are in the halls of our government that are advocating for the murder of babies in the womb. But I just want to make clear, friends, this is the problem we have. We have said representatives that don't know what they're talking about. They're going along because they don't want to trouble the waters. They want to go along to get along, friends. And I am, for one, sick and tired of all of it because we are, as the country, going to reap it. Now, I was just highlighting the fact during the last segment, more young Americans are dying, but not from vaccines. The mainstream media is at it again, trying to cover for conspirators. Look at this. Horry County. This is Horry County, and it's a mother suffers no brain damage as fight continues after cardiac arrest. Again, we all know this is happening. I'm just keeping you up to par. Did you see what was going on in China, friends? The question is being put to the people, why is China's population shrinking, and is it a cause for alarm? Now, why do we think it's shrinking? Because common sense comes into play. On Wednesday, when I was speaking at this event, one of the people had asked me about our said representatives, namely Donald Trump, and I gave her a real quick download. They were in shock, and I said to them, your heads must be in the sand at this point not to see that individual for who he is. Matthew 7:16. And I said, it's interesting because when you look at the best that you have, isn't it interesting that America is the one that's responsible for creating the United Nations? It failed under World War I, called League of Nations. Then they created it, United Nations after World War II. That was the fruit thereof. We're the ones paying for it. Bush called for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Interestingly enough, China's calling for a new world order. Interestingly enough, Russia's calling for a new world order. Interestingly enough, the Pope is calling for a new world order. Interestingly enough, I mean, are we getting the picture here, friends, that they're all in this together? I said, we're no more at war than with China than we are with Russia, or Russia is with China, because they're all calling for a one world government. And when the American people understand that they're nothing but a bunch of actors and clowns in the circus of politics, only then will you break up this monopoly in which they're using to control the people. We got to wake up here, Americans. King David prayed, Lord, let them dash their heads one against another. Let those that gather together against the righteous, let them fall. And I'm talking about our country as an example on so many different levels. And so anyways, with all of that said, we're seeing all the people die from all these experimental jabs. And again, easily, hands down, 99% of what I just showed you, I can guarantee you that's exactly what they're dying from. Even on social media platforms, they're still talking about how there's no autopsies that are being done on some of these people that have recently died. And again, I think that should be a cause for question on the behalf of the American people. And, of course, the American people are asking the questions, but they're not being answered because the mainstream media and big tech are illegally suppressing and censoring their voices. And I get that because I live that. I see it every day of my life, and I'm quite frankly tired of it, and I'm sure many of you guys are sick and tired of it as well. So, anyways, friends, I've just seen one of the guys that was a contestant on one of those talent show contests. And he was, I believe he was 30 years old. I could be wrong. It could have been 28, 29, 30 years old. I just had the article pulled up a couple minutes ago. And what was interesting is they said they decided that, friends, they decided not to take or to do an autopsy on this dead kid. Of course they didn't take or do an autopsy on this dead kid because they don't want you to know what it is all about. And that's why I praise God here. As a matter of fact, I have it right here, and I want you to see it so I can back it up. Look at this. Now, look at the insanity of what they're promoting and promulgating and broadcasting. TMZ reported American Idol alum died of heart attack, won't have an autopsy. Why? Why? Because they don't want you to see what it's caused from. Folks, at the beginning of the week, I was highlighting the fact that people that fall victim, the innocents that are falling victim to these perpetrators that are advocating this genocide, what are they doing? The government step in when they find out that someone's family member died, and FEMA steps in, and they basically try to tell the families, we'll pay for all your funeral costs. We want to have you change your name. We want you to change your location and your addresses. But if you don't do this, this is what we're going to do. We're going to destroy you through the media. Oh, yeah, folks, we gave you a couple examples at the beginning of the week here. So this is what, in fact, is happening. Again, they're trying to suppress the fact, and we have the fact, okay? Yeah, and I could go on here. I want to highlight one more thing, and then we're going to get to the main topic here. Did you see this, folks? This is your said representatives. I mean, why the American people are not in the streets calling for judgment upon the heads of these that desire the murder of innocent children in the womb. Bewilders. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You have the time to do the right thing right now. That is the mercy of God. You have the freedom to do the right thing right now. And the right thing to do right now is to hold these said representatives accountable for advocating murder. Because, again, it's coming to your front door, friends, as you can all well see, Amos 6:3. You're going to put yourself in a position, Americans. I've said this so many different ways. The Art of Radio is saying the same thing, but saying it a different way. You're going to be put in a position, Americans, if you allow this to continue on. I don't care what state you're in, what city you're in. I am telling you that you are complicit with the crimes when you allow this to happen. And you will, if you fail to respond in obedience to God in dealing with these criminals, you can rest assured when the Lord judges this nation, there was a book of Lamentations. When he judges us, you're going to wish that you responded to his commandments when you had time to do it rather than suffer his judgments, because the Lord is exacting in judgment. But for the New York mayor to come out, it shows you this isn't about upholding the law, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. No, it's just the exact opposite. Read Proverbs 17, 15 when you get a moment. This is an abomination. I mean, now it's become the job of governors and mayors and representatives throughout the United States of America to make sure that free abortion pills are given to health clinics. And notice the oxymoron right there. Read Isaiah 5, 20 when you get a moment. This is insanity, friends. It really, truly is insanity. And all these things that I'm sharing with you right now concerning the Word of God, they're going to stick in your heart, and you are going to answer for the truth that you now have. These representatives, I care not if it's the president, the Supreme Court. I care not if it's the legislators. I care not if it is the executive branch, and I've already said that. I don't care if it's the governors or the mayors. They don't have the authority to murder their own people under the guise of hell. But that's what they're doing. They must be lawfully dealt with, friends. And we have provision in the Constitution to do just that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sons of Liberty on Restream, folks. Just for the record, Tim Brown does the morning show. I don't know what feed you guys are on, but Rumble feed is very clear as to who's doing the broadcast here. You have Bradley Dean with you. I want to get over to this again. We're on our final segment, but I wanted you to see this because some people are paying attention, and you know who are paying attention to Donald Trump? Attorneys. Some of them, not all of them. Most of them are worthless. Matter of fact, Jesus damned them. That's how worthless they are. They withhold the keys of knowledge. Attorneys in America today, friends, win regardless if they lose or win your case. They still get paid, right? That's not a system of justice. That's a bureaucracy. That's an injustice done to the innocent on so many different levels. But I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this carefully, that attorneys are now saying Trump told them, okay, so here, let me paint the picture. Individuals that were the luckless souls, some might say, that showed up to January 6th that were enticed by Donald Trump to come in the first place to basically protest what was going on there in Washington, D.C., well, they're being implicated. They're being brought into court, and they're trying to charge them with certain crimes that they're not guilty of committing. And their attorneys are, in fact, saying, wait a second, My clients went to January 6th because the president of the United States during that particular time thus said, president of corporate America, let me add, enticed them to come. And the attorneys are saying, wait a second, you're trying to accuse my clients for what Donald Trump is in fact responsible for. I'm not saying this, but I agree with everything they're saying because I said it a long time ago. What I'm bothered by is it takes people so long to catch up to what we tried to highlight shortly thereafter, January 6th. We tried to warn you about Donald Trump since day one, but people didn't want to listen. Why? Because the economy was good, say they. So it shows you their, what's priority to them in their lives. It's their money, the money flow, the economy, which I'm not opposed to, friends, but when we put it before God, I'm definitely opposed. Of just that. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Lose the world and gain your soul, right? But Donald Trump's being accused by these attorneys as the one that incited the violence, the one that lit the fuse. One attorney said, Donald Trump told those people as he continuously kept talking to the fake news outlets that happened to just be there to highlight everything Donald was saying. You know, like when Donald is saying, look at all the people here, cameras, look at all the people, do a panoramic so everybody can see all the people. All of these people have had it, said Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I am going to lead you to the Capitol, and I want you to fight like H-E double hockey stick. That's what he said. You know, what's interesting, and I want to repeat it, just to get you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. I know that many of you say that you don't believe the media, but in fact, you believe everything they say to you. Romans 1:18. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You're a hypocrite. Isn't it interesting that many that went to January 6th are being prosecuted or imprisoned, but not Donald Trump? You know, many people are talking about now if he was to be implicated, he would turn on everyone. Of course he would, but that's not going to happen. Remember, the panel that was set up for January 6th said they didn't have the resources, just like I told you. They didn't have the resources to prosecute Donald Trump. But, friends, I'll tell you what they have the resources to do. They have the resources to go ahead and pass a $1.7 trillion bill to hire more attorneys to continuously fortify themselves against the people they call their political opposition. That is a fact. That is a fact. They have all the resources in the world to prosecute innocent people, but not to those that led them and enticed them. You know what's worse, friends? Is Donald enticed them to come to D.C., what's also interesting is he said, we're going to march over to the Capitol. Donald failed to lead them as he said he was going to lead them. No, they were led by Ray Epps, who admitted that he led them, only to be entrapped and then accused of the crimes that the D.C. police, the FBI, and the paid provocateurs that were bussed in were guilty of. That's a fact. I have yet to meet one person that looks at January 6th in a way where they don't come out and blatantly say that whole event was completely orchestrated. Every person I have ever talked to said that event was completely orchestrated. It was from start to finish. You know, one other question that people need to ask themselves is, why has Donald Trump not said one word about all of those individuals that are sitting behind bars right now that had every right in the world to exercise their First Amendment rights? Why is Donald not standing up and inciting the people to do what's right within the courts or to lawfully deal with them that they might be released? Not one piece. Why? Folks, really? One should ask themselves the simple question concerning January 6th. Why is he not stepping up and giving aid to them that have and are being prosecuted for exercising their First Amendment right? I mean, again, the mainstream media calls Donald Trump the leader of the coup. That's some pretty serious, that's some pretty heavy charges Yet the people that just merely went there because Donald wanted to be there, they're behind bars right now. But Donald Trump isn't. He's out on the campaign trail telling America how bad Joe Biden is. And he calls him treasonous Joe. And he complains about the corruption in D.C. Well, friends, again, I want to think this through for many of you that don't want to think. Isn't it interesting that he's talking about Joe Biden and his acts of treason committed against the American people, but yet Donald Trump was the president, corporate America, of the United States for 4 years, promised to drain the swamp, and he didn't prosecute a one that he promised that he would prosecute. And all the way through those 4 years, what he told the people and what he did were two different stories. Every step of the way. I have all the links readily available if you want to call in and then test your little wooden sword. 1-866-582-9933. He had all the time in the world to prosecute Joe Biden. And just think about it, friends. If he would have prosecuted Joe Biden, we wouldn't have a Joe Biden today. But Donald didn't do that. No, Donald kept granting clemency to tax evaders, to drug dealers, to rappers, to corrupt politicians on the way into the People's White House and on the way out of the People's White House. Challenge me on this, you Trumpites that look at Donald Trump, that this is the voice of a God, not a man, Acts 12:21. Challenge me on this. 1-866-582-9933. If I see your emails, if I see your texts, I'm not reading them. I will just ignore them. You have the phone lines wide open right now to go ahead and tell the world about how wrong I am. Now's your time. 1-866-582-9933. So Donald had 4 years to prosecute every one of the people that he complains about, and he did nothing. Folks, if you listen to the attorneys, what they're telling you is right. The attorney said Trump, who denied any responsibility over the riots, held a rally the morning of January 6th, and towards the end of the speech, the ex-president told the crowd of thousands of his supporters to fight like H-E-L-L, forgive me. The attorney said Trump was the one that told him to march over to the Capitol and fight, and then fails to lead them. The attorneys pointed out that Trump unleashed the mob on the Capitol. No, Trump didn't unleash the mob on the Capitol. What was happening is the mainstream media was there along with the D.C. police and the FBI and the paid provocateurs to set up and to identify the mob as who they wanted you to believe was the mob. The mob was the FBI. The enticer was Donald Trump. The ones that were committing crimes were the D.C. police. Who was the mob? Who sent in the brown shirts? What does history teach us? Who sends in the brown shirts, creates the crime, and then sits back and plays the problem solver? Dictators do. They create the crimes only to accuse their political opposition. If you want to cross-check me on anything I'm talking about right now, friends, please go to businessinsider.com. Okay? And what's also interesting is after all this is said and done with the corruption within the halls of government, that's all you have to do, folks, is to look at the people that are accusing the American people for exercising their First Amendment rights. Why is it that they're so busy fortifying themselves against the very people that they swore to serve and to protect? Because that's what's happening. Joe Biden hasn't been prosecuted for treason. And we all know that he's done that. Why is it?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.